our school John Moffitt. And every day we're proud to say the name of our school John Moffitt.
Hello and welcome to
The Moffitt Tattletale Season 4, Episode 5.
I'm Serenity.
And I'm Leah.
Today we have a special guest. Today Miss Olivia works as an educator at Fox Chase Farm.
Welcome Miss Olivia and thank you for being a part of the Moffitt Tattletale.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so super excited to be here.
Can you explain what Fox Chase Farm is?
Yeah, so Fox Chase Farm is actually an educational farm. It's owned by the city of Philadelphia, but leased to the school district. And we bring in groups like Moffitt to do tours, lessons, field trips. We have a bunch of different programs that we bring students to the school or students to the farm too. Yeah.
How long have you worked at Fox Chase Farm?
I actually started working there in August, so I'm pretty new. Hasn't even been a year yet, but I've learned a lot and it's been really fun so far.
We were wondering if you ever thought of getting alpacas at Fox Chase Farm.
Actually, we have. We've thought about it and we're working on getting a lot of different animals at our farm. So alpacas are on the list. We're hoping to get more sheep, more pigs, stuff like that. So that'll be fun.
What attracted you to the field of agriculture education?
So when I was in college, I worked in my school's garden and I really loved it and it had a really positive impact on my life. And as I was looking to get jobs in the future, I was like, I loved what gardening and farming did in my life, so I wanted to be able to do that in other people's lives as well.
Did you have to study anything specific in college or university for your degree?
So I actually got a degree in psychology, which is, you know, not quite in the field of agriculture. So a lot of my education and experience comes from hands-on stuff, but I also do have a certificate in horticultural therapy from Temple Ambler. So with that certificate, it helped me learn a lot how to use gardening and farming and how to help people in different situations by using farming and gardening.
How did university help you become so good with animals?
That's a good question. So when I, in college, our farm had chickens, and so I was in charge of taking care of them, feeding them, collecting their eggs and stuff, so that kind of got me interested in working with animals as well and was a good starting point. But then from there, I've worked with different other animals like goats and pigs and stuff. So I didn't learn as much about it in college, but more from just hands-on experience. Yeah.
What is your favorite animal at the farm?
I think my favorite animal probably are the cows. Sometimes I get to help our farmer, Fernando. I don't know if you guys have met him, but sometimes he has to move them from different pastures so that they can have new grass to eat, and he'll ask me to help him move them around, and that's always really fun to do.
What advice would you give anyone who is interested into going into your field?
That's a good question. I think my advice would be to just get out there and try to find different experiences, whether it's volunteering, whether it's different internships. Having a really wide array of different experiences in farms and gardens or whatever it may be can really be beneficial when you're looking for a job.
Where can our audience go to see some of your work or follow you on social media?
You can go to our website through the Philadelphia School District. You can also go to our Facebook page, it's Fox Chase Farm, and there we post any of special events that we are having. We often try to do a community event once a month where we open up the farm on the weekend, usually around a special theme, to have people to come in and learn about the farm, see the animals, that kind of stuff, and so we post those things. We also have a farm stand on Saturdays that's open from 10 to 1, so people can check out our Facebook to see when that's open and come buy some of our eggs and different products that we make.
Miss Olivia, thank you for being our guest today. We appreciate it. Come back at any time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, so much.
This concludes this episode of Moffitt Tattletale. Be sure to subscribe on us on Spotify and our YouTube channel.
We always try to do our best for Moffitt School tops all the rest. We're very proud to shout out loud.